This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Yes. This is Lock and Load. And joined now by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. He just got back. You went on walkabout there, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I headed to central Colorado, the Denver area, the Colorado Springs area. I observed a bunch of school staff take advanced level training to defend our kids at school. It was amazing.
Is that why you went there? To see a FASER?
Absolutely.
That was a FASER class, right?
Yes. That stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. Yeah. They're in Ohio. There are over 300 school... About 208... How many... I've forgotten how many. I think it's like 80 school districts.
Right.
In Colorado, there are over 300 armed responders that have been through the FASER class there. So that's a lot of recurrent training every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating.
All volunteers, too. All volunteers, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their dedication is amazing. One of them goes to me, look, we want better medical kits than we have in the school.
Right.
So each year I've got medical insurance that I lose if I don't use it. So I go buy all these medical supplies and then I put them in the medical kits at school on my dime. Wow. Now, because it's insured, he gets it at a discount, but
sure.
This guy's nightmare is that there's a big bang at school and he's there and can't help enough kids. So God bless. We are so, so lucky to have people like that. What struck me though is how much like us they are. Bill, are you still going to the martial arts classes?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, you know, you get stronger with the right amount of resistance.
Right.
If something's too light, if something's too heavy, you're not yet. So what was amazing is how good the instructors were at providing the right amount of resistance for each student to learn.
Right.
Which, you know, now they've been through this before. They've done force on force before. But wow. And I was left. You've seen this at the dojo. No matter how good somebody is, if they're making, we're all going to make mistakes if we're being stressed properly.
Sure.
And then there are the guys that go, "No, I didn't really make a mistake." And the other person goes, "You saw what I did. Help me overcome that." Between the two, the one with some humility is easier to train. They're the person who's going to grow past everyone else. And I saw that there too. There was a wonderful willingness to learn. And what's so amazing, Bill, when you were in the military,
yes,
I know this is true in the Marines, were there guys who like, they'd say, "Do you swim well, son?" And you go, "Yes, sir." And the sergeant goes, "Okay, we're not going to bother with you." He's listening for the guy who's afraid of the water and he's going to throw him in the pool.
That depends. That depends on actually the module of, yes, and something like that. They would like, we did something called drown proofing. And,
yes.
This is where they were literally going to throw us in the pool in uniform.
Right.
And we,
combat boots are so easy to swim in.
Well, we would take off the combat boots because they don't dry that fast. But in the BDUs,
right,
we would, and this was so that we could learn how to use our uniform as a flotation device.
Oh, Okay.
So he would he would take he would find somebody that couldn't swim. Now what he would do is he would throw him in at the 4 foot end of the pool.
Ah.
So that he didn't, you know, because the sergeant, you know, these guys are sergeants. They're not lifeguards. They're not going to get out there and go all Baywatch on us or anything. They're there to have a little fun. So they would knock that guy in there. But it would have some instructional stuff because he would say, now, while you're standing there, take off your top, button it up, and start swatting water into the open part of it and then bring it down fast. And then it would be a big flotation bladder.
In this case, some of the students said, you know, that big, dark gymnasium, when we're not using it, we turn off the lights.
Right.
That bothers me because I can't see. I don't know that. The only time I ever know it's safe is when all the lights are on. And what happens if, you know, an attacker goes in there?
Mm.
And because that was a personal concern, oh no, we're going in the pool. Every exercise we did had to go through that darkened gymnasium.
Right.
Right, so...
Well, it's got to go where... So, with something like that, if you got somebody you think you have him cornered, you actually have to verify that you have him contained if you think you have him contained. So, you can't just sit back and say, well, we got him in there now. Somebody go down to the vending machine and get me some Lance crackers. you got to go in there and do the work.
You got to do the work. And that was something else. It's sort of an antidote to ignorance. You get a call. There's an intruder. He's got a gun. He's somewhere in our school. Okay. It's your off period, so you're the person who's going to rove and find them until the police get there. That's not enough information. Where do you start? And the answer is wherever you are. Yeah, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
You can guarantee he's not behind you by going through those classrooms, search it out, read the room. Oh, this class is fine. They're still doing the art class. Until you start getting more information, which will propel you in another direction. But don't stand there. Start doing the work.
Yeah. I was curious you brought this up. I'm just curious what this guy was adding to it. For the guy that was adding to his medical kit, what was he adding to his medical kit?
Oh, your standard medical kits are really overgrown scrapes, cuts, bruises,
right,
sort of things.
Around the house. Around, they're not trauma kits. They're boo-boo kits.
Right. And he goes, no, I want more Israeli bandages, which are a way to apply compression.
Right.
I want more quick clot, more tourniquets, because, frankly, the cuts and scrapes aren't going to kill any of my kids. I want to make sure they're alive when the EMTs get there. What do I need to do then?
I would... That just got me to thinking. I think in my Antifa welcome wagon bag, I'm going to try to find 4 tourniquets, 8 chest seals, and some quick clot and just stick it in there extra.
Well, it depends on what's in there already. Now, here was something interesting that I thought. Not all of the emergency team is carrying a gun.
Right.
Some of them just want to be, hey, I'm the guy behind you. As soon as you clear a room... That doesn't mean no one's injured. It means the murderer is not in there. Okay, I'm going to start dosing chest seals to make sure everybody makes it through the 15 minutes until EMTs roll in. Wow. So what was fascinating, and one of them admitted this, politics, he says, sometimes gets in our way.
Right.
Not everyone knows who's on the safety team because that would upset some people. On the safety team, not everybody knows who's armed. So, very school to school.
Right.
People were doing what they could in the political environment they faced.
Sure. Tell everybody how to find you. We're coming up on the first break, if you would, please, sir.
Glad to. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, about 2,100 articles. From there, my writing's often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And talking here when he's not on the road on Walkabout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Rob Morris. He's been on walkabout going to Colorado Springs and taking another faster class. How many have you taken?
This is my fifth.
Now, for a teacher that's in the faster program, how often are they doing recurring education or recurring qualification?
Well, they call it, that depends on the state. Typically, it's once a year. Usually, they will meet with their colleagues and stay up to date. Like, okay, this month it's first aid. Next month it's searching and flowing through the building. month after that, we're going to do dry practice. We're going to go to the range. It varies. What's fascinating is so many of them now are working with their police and EMTs. So it's like, hi, we've got a 3-day break. Can you guys come do a in-school exercise and we'll either watch or participate? So they're pretty sharp cookies. They're on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they're actually training on a regular basis, that's the kind of thing you want to see. That's not the kind of thing you can teach somebody to be either. I mean, that's pretty good stuff.
Well, the perfect employee is learning, looking for a way to improve constantly. And these people are driven, some of them more than others, but they're going, what's amazing is sort of the beginning exercise in this class is you hear gunshots outside. How do you feel? Almost to a man and woman, the answer was indignant. You dare do this to my kids. I'm going to go stop you. Now, if their class is a bunch of first graders with a kindergarten next door, maybe not. Maybe they've looked at the room. It's a defensible room. They get the kids in the hard corner, push something up in front of the door so somebody can't burst in. They may not stop. They may not be able to protect all the school, but they can't have, those kids are too young to evacuate. Anybody who comes in there is going to get killed. I mean, short of somebody using explosives and a robot or, you know, an awful lot of body armor, no, they're not making it in. So they've thought about it. They do what they can.
Hmm.
Well, what I thought was interesting is the things that are the same with what you and I do, Bill.
Right.
And you knew it when you came back to the dojo, when you picked up hand-to-hand skills again. All of our self-defense skills come with a shelf life, a use-by date. And if we haven't exercised them in the last month, in the last couple of months, I know they're not going to be there the way we remember them being. So go test yourself.
Yeah, it's about repetition. How many reps are you getting in on? Yeah. The more reps you get, I mean, that's the beauty of going to like when we went to tactical response. How many things did you shoot 1,000 rounds that weekend?
Boy, I don't remember. I think I remember a good 500.
We got a lot of trigger time in.
We did.
We got a lot of trigger time. I was cheating.
How so?
Well, I mean, they was every time that they would, my dude would come up there, and you know, he had different groups, right? So he'd say firing line, and I would look to see who was getting up and going, and if there was a gap in there, I'd just fill that gap, no matter whether it was my turn or not.
Gotcha. Yes, yes. You want trigger time. And by the way, these were some excellent instructors. One of them said, every now and again, I'm resetting my support hand. And he goes, you don't need to do that. It wasn't loose. And I go, I didn't even know I was doing it. And on one, it was sort of a mag dump drill, you know, 5-1 target, then a headshot at 15 yards, then 5 on another target up close. Those brass rainbows, yeah, I can do that.
Right.
He took video of it, and I said, yeah, the brass rainbow's pretty, but was I resetting my hand? He goes, no, you seem to have gotten over that. These, at every level, whether you're a beginning home defender, a concealed carrier, maybe you're in part of a defense team in your church, maybe it's your office or a school where you work, go test yourself.
Right.
Find out what your skills are today. I like it.
Repetition, 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 repetition. I know a guy I used to, and you probably met him too. He used to hang out with Tim Knight. I can't remember his name. Judson, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Out of Colorado.
Yeah. Now, Judson,
yeah.
Judson kept track of how many dry fire draws he did a day.
Wow. That's intense.
Judson had a concealment belt and rig set up for his. He carried a SIG 226, outside the waistband. He always wore a jacket, so it was always covered up. I didn't know he carried it until one day he arranged a jacket, because Judson was the guy that was filming for Tim Knight, I think, from time to time. And, and he would mention, he was like, you know, before I went to bed, I did five more draws. I was like, what do you mean you did five more draws? And he's like, well, you know, I do X amount of dry fire draws per day. And he's getting those reps in. And, you know, I get it. I understand it.
Judson Crossland is his name.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I was inspired. You know what, Bill? You have guys who inspire you all over. I met some more at this Faster class. Boy, I hope all of our listeners find somebody like that. Is it in competition? Is it in your local emergency response group? Somebody, go get inspired. There's some amazing people in our world. How much time do we have? Because I've got a self-defense gun story.
You got 90 seconds before we actually rolling music. Now, okay. If you want to set it up.
Yeah.
Set it up. Tell me what we're going to be talking about here. What's the situation?
You're in a hotel room in Waco, Texas. 3 a.m. You hear screams from in the hallway. Hope you thought about what to do, because 3 a.m. is the wrong time to sort it out.
Indeed. That's always true. That's always been true, though. So which gun are you carrying now? Are you still carrying the Poly, or are you back to a Glock 19, or what are you carrying nowadays?
Both. I go back and forth.
I do that, too. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I do that, too. I go back and forth right now in my carry between a, and they're as different as the day is long, between a Staccato CS and a Taran Tactical Glock 26.
That's a little bit of an adjustment.
It is a bit of an adjustment. And the Glock 26 is my lazy boy gun, because it's very small. Well, yeah, it's small. It's really good. I mean, it's odd that I like the Glock 26 out of all of them. You know,
Glocks are normally not your friend.
They are not. But a Taran one is, because they shave it down on the back strap and make it a little straighter for me.
Yep.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoy the Taran Tactical Combat Carry Glock 26. It is a very, very good pistol. As far as a carry pistol goes, it's as good as any of them. And what I like about it is I can jam one of those 33 rounders into it, and I look just like I'm in the streets, man. I look like a street warrior. Look like a street warrior. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Utah Senator Mitt Romney wants long-shot Republican candidates to drop out of the presidential race sooner than later. Romney, in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, called on Republican donors to push non-competitive presidential candidates out of the race by February. Romney wants to avoid a crowded primary that could easily hand the contest to former President Trump. Conservative House Republicans are advocating for spending cuts that go beyond the levels agreed upon in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. Here's Republican Biden. Bob Good.
We would go back to pre-COVID level spending for non-defense discretionary, and we're calling on Republicans to do that very thing.
The demands from the right may heighten the chances of a government shutdown. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks is expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. He is on the, well, he's back. He was on the road. He was on walkabout. Now he's made it back into beautiful Louisiana, and he is recounting what he's been doing while he was out there on the Faster Class. And we were about to do some self-defense gun stories.
Right. This one is not theory. This is out of the news in Waco, Texas. 3 a.m. Hotel room. One of the nicer hotels in Waco, too. It's called Concierge. You're asleep and you hear a woman scream outside your room. Wait a minute. That's several women screaming. And now here's the magic. You get up. As a firearms instructor of mine said, if you don't get up and something bad happens, you're going to hear those screams for the rest of your life. Go find out what's going on. Because it sounded so bad, our defender brought a gun with him, and there's a large male fighting 3 women. They're screaming to stop, and he goes, hey, what's going on here? The guy turns around and tells the defender to back off, get back in his room. The guy goes, wait a minute. Nobody's attacking anybody. This doesn't have to go to fists. And then the guy charges the defender. The defender takes a step back, has distance, shoots him, stops him. Okay, everybody calls 911, puts the gun away before the police get there. EMS transports the bad guy, the attacker, to the hospital. One of the women has to be treated. Fortunately, the guy gives it. He does not go in his room, lock the door, and say, oops, my mistake. He stays, talks to the police. So do the 3 women. And here's why it's sort of so darn scary. You're defending a third person. And if those three women change their story and say, no, we weren't innocent, we weren't at any risk, then you're probably going to jail. So we're depending on not only things being as they appear, but people being honest about it afterwards. The good news is if the police are there pretty quickly, and by the way, I bet there are other hotel guests who made the call to the front desk, what the heck? I'm hearing screams. Call 911.
Right.
You're depending on all their testimony, too, that it wasn't you picking a fight. That, in fact, you were, that you, by getting involved, did what you thought to be the safest thing possible. Hey, he can stand there and yell at me all night long till the cops get there. That's awesome. If, as long as he's not going to kill somebody, my job's done. But wow. Now, and here's the part we don't always understand. If I see a large man beating up a smaller woman, I could shoot that larger man because the smaller woman was in danger, significant danger. She could be killed, and therefore lethal force is justified. If he turns around and attacks me, and it turns out we're the same size, it's no longer a lethal encounter. It might be an ugly fist fight, but that doesn't justify. There's no disparity of force. We're even up. There's nothing that says I get to avoid a fist fight and use lethal force. Now, turn it, we can make it more extreme. Bill, you're out at the mall. You're there with your granddaughter. Some teenage girl starts hitting your granddaughter. If your granddaughter's across the courtyard, you could use lethal force to stop her. But you run up, grab her, and throw the teenager away.
Right.
Now it's no longer a lethal encounter. You're in the way. You've stopped the lethal threat. And if this crazy teenage girl comes at you, you got to put her down hand to hand. The world is messy. And a gun is a tool, but it's not always the answer. It was interesting to go through those situations. You know, just like a knife is a distance weapon. If somebody's stabbing someone, you shoot them. If the knife wielding attacker turns around and faces me and they're 20 feet away, my gun's out, but I'm not pressing the trigger yet. So learn what you can and can't do so you don't hesitate when you see it.
Indeed. Indeed.
I want to go to New York. Did you already cover that Times Square story?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. This was Monday night. After the Bruin decision, which said individuals have a right to carry in the United States, New York went crazy. There are signs. There were the roadside signs, special speed limit, construction ahead, blinking lights. They were putting those up in Times Square that said gun-free zone. Now they've been replaced by big, wonderfully printed Times Square. This is a gun-free zone. Violation is a felony. Well, is anyone surprised? Anyone anywhere surprised that the thugs don't obey the gun-free zone sign? Two teenagers were shot Monday night by someone who, oh my gosh, they went into the gun-free zone because it's not a gun-free zone. There's not someone standing there going, here, show me it's gun-free. Let me pat you down. You and I, in some of the training classes we've taken, you know, hand-to-hand, Nerf gun, or not Nerf guns, airsoft or rubber bullet type of training, they want to make sure that someone doesn't see it and get confused and present a gun. They will pat you down before you're allowed inside, even as an observer, because they don't want anybody confused by what they see. Those are gun-free zones. Times Square isn't, in any sense of the word, a gun-free zone.
Right.
So, yeah, it's tragic for the two kids who were shot. They survived. But
yeah, right here in South Carolina right now, there's a lot of talk. Permitless carry is still on the table at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I got a call on the Daily Show the other day, on the local show the other day, where they were like, Bill, you know good and well that there's some people that shouldn't have a gun. And, well, that's a fact. There's a bunch of people that don't have a whole lot of common sense. But the other thing I pointed out was, but who gets to choose who they are? And I said, I'll tell you something else that you probably already know that, too. It doesn't matter what you want. If somebody wants to get a gun, they will, and they will have it on them. Permit or no permit. Right. So, I, you know, while you're out there wanting to, it's almost, I kind of look at that as a virtue signal when you get out there and say, well, you know, Bill, there's some people out there that shouldn't have a gun. That's a virtue signal. So.
Yes, exactly. What, because you bring up concealed, permitless carry, that's been the law of the land in South Bend or in Indiana.
Right.
The crime rate with concealed carry actually dropped, but that wasn't enough. The city council said, you know, it's illegal, by the way.
Right.
There's preemption. But, yeah, we should make a law so that you need a permit anyway. And all the cops, the sheriff's department said, don't do this. Are you crazy? It shall issue so people can get a permit. It's now constitutional carry. What is it that you think you're fixing? Because do you think that the people who shouldn't have a gun stopped getting it because you put ink on paper?
Howled up right there. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My little short podcast, 20 minutes. Get a bunch of us together for the Second Amendment Foundation. That's 90 minutes once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog, about 2,100 articles. From there, my writing is often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, and he is back. He'd been gone. How long? You've gone a couple of weeks.
Right. I was in Arizona. I was getting my concealed carry instructor's permit renewed, and then I went up to this other faster class. Yes.
Okay.
There was a piece of news I saw when I was away, and it was so bad it made me flinch. Lee Williams covered it, the gun writer. You have him on.
Right.
It appeared in the Journal of American Medicine, and they said, oh, yeah, we've looked at U.S. Supreme Court decisions and handgun restrictions and the Bruin case that let more people carry guns is going to cause 152 additional deaths in six states every year. And I went, I stop right there. You're lying to me, Doc. You're lying to me, and you know it, because this is the fascinating part. We defend ourselves about 2.8 million times a year. And if you looked at the laws and said, yes, but under some bizarre circumstances that only a bunch of anti-gun doctors can find, you found 152 additional gun deaths. That's a rounding error. That's impossible to find after we defend ourselves 2.8 million times.
Yep.
In other words, you're lying, Doc. Kick off the white coat. Go hang your head in shame. Come out when you sober up.
Well, be a doctor. Don't be a statistician, and don't be an activist. Just be a doctor, right?
It's hard enough.
I understand that doctors, everybody's got an opinion out. Everybody feels like they have a duty to not only express it, but to impose it. If they believe it enough, they think it should be imposed. Their opinion should be imposed. That's a problem a lot of politicians have, too.
Well, and to me, what's bizarre is they said, well, let's say innocent people have guns, they're going to use them in armed defense, this many people will die. Okay, turn that question around. Do you think the bad guys stopped having guns because you made it outlawed carry for innocent people?
Well, you know, but this here comes the question, though. This is the question I would have for the good doctor. Which people, which 152 people? Are you talking about 152 more perps?
Yep.
Is that 152 crimes stopped?
What if they did the honest math, it's thousands of crimes stopped and maybe 152 perps who got shot.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah. Am I supposed to feel bad about a perpetrator getting shot when he fails in trying to victimize somebody?
Right. No, to me, that's... I'm sorry. To me, that's the good news. Please make it a headline.
Yeah.
Right. There was another politician, I'll call it dialing for Bloomberg bucks. New York congressman, he wants to expand the gun-free school zones act from 1,000 feet to 5,000 feet. Now, that's nearly a mile.
Right.
But if you go and then look at the gun-free school zones act, the named victim that he goes, this innocent girl was shot, we need to make the gun-free school zone act bigger. Why?
Where was
I'm
she
sorry,
shot?
It doesn't she was shot within the old gun-free school zone, so it didn't work. We're going to make it bigger.
It's not a force field.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not. Thank you. And the bizarre issue, that's nearly a mile away from a school. If you have a concealed carry permit, then you can enter one of those, quote, gun-free school zones in your state. If the school is near within a half mile of a freeway, everybody who is driving down that freeway is in violation of the gun-free school zone if they have a gun in their car.
Well, in South Carolina, if you have a permit, you are not. Now, I don't know about the rest of the country, but
yes. Yeah. But that's in your... But this is a federal law.
Yeah.
And it only applies if you're carrying in your state where the permit was issued.
Right.
So you have reciprocity. All right, go up the block, go up to Virginia. There, you're going down the highway. There's a daycare center within a mile of the highway. It's ridiculous. Make it...
Well, it's unenforceable. Who's going to enforce that?
Exactly. Thank you.
Are they going to stop everybody to go by and say, hey, listen, we want to search your car, illegal search and seizure, Fourth Amendment violation, stuff like that. We need to search your car for a gun, just in case you have a gun.
And the kid who murdered this innocent girl was 17. There are no laws that make it legal for him to carry concealed in public. So you've got a basically, this was a congressman who put out an emotional press release. The media went for it. I'm sure it sells well in New York City, but it's actually going to get us killed.
Yeah.
If more people didn't carry and couldn't defend themselves and their family, defend their loved ones, defend their coworkers, oh my gosh, that's just sad.
Well, That's one of those stupid laws that they come up with. It's a feel good. Look, we did something. It's actually, they do that to be reelected.
In this case, I'm pretty sure he's dialing to get money from Michael Bloomberg. What you and I would love to know is have a recording of that conversation. Yeah. Have you heard from Stephen Stambolia recently?
I called him, and I was supposed to call him back in May, so that tells you I probably let him slip under the radar.
What Bill is talking about is a brilliant Second Amendment appellate lawyer. I think, no, he and Alan Beck are up at the federal appeals courts and the U.S. Supreme Court sometimes, and I thought of them both when a judge in Oregon said that the absurd restrictions there, oh yeah, there are magazine bans, there's transfer bans, you can't import or sell magazines with more than 10 rounds, there are restrictions on the age, how old you need to be to get a gun. In fact, this judge went on for 122 pages, and I went, she had to have ignored Bruin. Couldn't have been close, not even close.
Right.
So this is going to get appealed, and I would love to hear their take. We're watching the blue states pass laws that are, you know, according to guys who actually study the law, they're blatantly unconstitutional. And unless Bloomberg is paying you, you think they are too. It's Bill, it's made me think much less of judges. I used to think they were pretty squared away, and now I think they're a hot mess.
Well, some of them are. The judges are not super people. I mean, you would think they would. You want them to be wiser, right? You want them to be wiser than you are to make a judgment. And well, that's not always the case. Sometimes it's pure. It's a favor being returned. So it just really depends on that. You going to be around for Monday, this coming Monday?
I will.
Outstanding. Tell everybody how to find you, if you would, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Eight instructors and I, rotating ensemble, we talk about what our neighbors did right when they defended themselves, 20 minutes once a week. I co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. A group of us, we can't keep quiet, we run 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog, a couple articles a week, 2,100 for you to look at now. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill and I always find something to talk about.
Always. Always. Well, I mean, it's always a very target-rich environment. And I noticed you had a lot of stuff that was publishing while you were gone. So I was, I knew we would have plenty of things to talk about when you finally got back. So I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad it was fruitful.
Amazing.
Fruitfully amazing. Fruitfully amazing. Is that even?
Yeah.
Tell everybody how to find you again one more time. One more time.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Come look for me at Slow Facts. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dean Weingarten.
Yes! The blog father.
The blog father. Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.